Charlie, thanks so much for joining Kevin Barker and myself today. I presume the off day yesterday was a little easier to handle after the win?
it was a lot of fun, actually. I had a great day off.
You know, when thinking back to that game and the way you guys managed to beat Boston, you know, we watched you in spring training. We watched your team in spring training, and it was obvious that it was going to be a team that was going to try to push the envelope a bit, try to create things. And I kind of felt frustrated for you because you can't do anything. It's like Felipe Alou used to say, I can't steal first base. I can't coach a guy to first base. Yeah. There's nobody on base. I can't be aggressive. Did you almost feel in that game against Boston as if, you know, finally now I got a chance to do some things?
I did. And you know, Chris said on the mound, you have to do stuff. You have to take chances. And we did. And yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, Charlie, you look good in Blue Jay colors. So congratulations. it's good to see that. And I'm glad you're having fun. But, you know, Charlie, me and Jeff have had this conversation quite a bit on the radio about your lineups every day. Now, you played 12 games and you put out 12 different lineups. And obviously, you're the perfect guy to ask why that would be. How much of that is because of injuries, and how much of that is you're just trying to find out what you got?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm a guy who likes to play everybody, first of all, and again, as you guys know, our hitters are struggling right now, so I'm trying to find a spot where they're comfortable. And you know, when your team is not hitting, of course, people are going to talk about your lineup, but sooner or later, this team is going to start hitting, and nobody's really going to talk about the lineup. But of course, I would love to have the same lineup every day. We just don't have that kind of team. We're gonna have a team that everybody's going to play. Mm.
When will you? I'll try to figure out how to ask this, Charlie. But you know, as you said, you would prefer to have the same lineup every day. But you've got to be a little realistic about it. Is it the type of thing though where you have in your mind, you know, you have an ideal lineup? Like if I gave you your 9 starters, you would say if everybody was playing well and everybody was hitting, it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, it's just now a question of can we ever get to that point?
And it's also a little old school thinking when you're thinking about playing the same lineup every day. But nowadays you want to go with the matchups. What's a better matchup for your players? And you know and that's what we do too. We go with the matchups. And you know, against the Chris Sale, we're not going to play McKinney or Telez on those guys. And against righties, then you're going to see them in there. So it goes like that too. It depends who's pitching. You know, it depends how the guys are feeling, and that's why it's been changing so much.
Mm. Yeah, Charlie, have you had a pleasant surprise on your team?
You know, our pitching has been outstanding, and even though our record is not positive, we've been almost in every game, and that's all you can ask. You know, we play good defense and we pitch well, and from being with the Rays before, that's why they always did good, because they were in every game. And when their offense starts hitting, we're going to do even better.
You know, Charlie, when you talk about matchups, it seems to me, look, I can remember when you'd talk to a manager and they talk about matchups, you'd run and look at and say, oh, this guy's 5 for 7 against a guy, or a guy is 15 for 23 against a guy. That's pretty good numbers. But nowadays, when we talk about matchups, we're not just talking about numbers, are we? We're talking about swing paths. And you know, what the guy pitches, almost more than numbers, right? Although, as you said, look, in the middle of the year, it's going to be different in the middle of the year, right? Once a body of evidence is built up, it's different. But right now, you're looking at other things.
Yeah. And more how guys are feeling. You know, we got a jump ball club, and, you know, guys like Gurriel and stuff, they're struggling. You know, you got to give them a day off here and there so they can relax. You know, it's a grind. Baseball's a grind, and like you said, Jeff, you know, we go by swing path and stuff, but at the end of the day, by the time the numbers are there and the stats are there, you know who's going to play and who's not going to play. You know, the guy who's hot is going to play, and that's just how baseball works.
Yeah, Charlie, now you just mentioned Gurriel Jr. You set that up perfectly for me. You know, I guess he's sort of learning how to play a new position. Second base, trying to learn how to play that position at the big league level is almost impossible, right? You want guys to come in here with their both feet on the ground and not having to worry about certain things. But what are you seeing – Is there one thing that you're seeing that he's really struggling with to take that next step to the next level?
Well, he had a decent year last year. Well, he had a good year offensively last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just struggling right now. But, again, he's just a kid. And that's why you got to sit down with these guys like that and give them a day off here and there and tell them you're going to be okay. Because, you know, you've done it before. So, and it's tough for our guys right now because the whole lineup was struggling. So it's everybody puts a lot of pressure on themselves. And it's not easy. But, you know, the moment somebody starts swinging the bat, you know, everybody's going to follow. And that's coming.
Charlie, is
already started the other day.
Yeah.
Is there any doubt in your mind that there is a position for Lourdes? And what I mean by that is his bat is, you know, I think we'll all say his bat was way ahead of the rest of his game. But you've seen him now. Is there a position for him? Do you think that he would be able to play every day, or do we still need to determine that?
You know, I mean, Lourdes could get to be a guy like Ben Sobres, you know. He could play first, he could play third, he could play short, he could play second. And with that bat, that's, you know, that's pretty good. So I think that's who he's going to be. He could play in the outfield, too. He could play left. You know, so, you know, I'm going to get him a bat, and he's a young guy, and believe me, he's going to get better.
Yeah, now Brandon Drury went from having a really hot spring training to struggling early in the season. You know, and then now he's had five straight multi-strikeout games. What are you seeing from him, Charlie?
You know, that's one of my concerns every year when I see somebody so hot in spring training because nobody can sustain that, you know. Yeah. And then I figure he was going to cool down, but again he's gonna come back and do what he did in spring training. He's going to get hot again. And you know what I've been impressed about? You were asking me one of the things I'm impressed about mm-hmm. so far. It's his defense at third base.
Yeah.
He has been outstanding. And for a guy who loves defense like me, I've been having a lot of fun watching that kid play third. He's been really, really good.
Yeah, now, Charlie, I think one of the things you brought over from Tampa Bay is you want your outfielders to play deeper. But the flip side of that is, you know, I used to try to play a little bit of infield. I played some first base. I wasn't so deep in the infield. Now, I'm starting to see, like your third baseman, you mentioned Brandon Drury being so good defensively. He is playing a really deep third base. Why is that?
Well, you know, he's not only playing deep, he's playing to the shortstop side. So
yeah.
You know, there's more balls that go in that six hole, and people haven't noticed, but he's gotten probably like 6 to 10 ground balls already in that six hole that could have been hit. So he's already saved a lot of hits just by being in that spot.
Yeah.
And not everybody can play off the line like he can because not every third baseman likes to do the backhand. But he's also very good doing the backhand, so he's been really good. He's probably already saved, you know, 3 or 4 runs easily by the way he plays.
Hmm. Hey, Charlie, the steal of home by Lourdes the other day, which, you know, obviously really that seemed to really just kind of set the team on its way. How did that develop? Was that something you and Luis would have talked about before the game? Was that something they would have seen in advanced scouting, or is it just very much a feel thing between you and, I don't know, maybe you, Dave Hudgens, Shelly Duncan? How did that come about?
It's a feel at the moment. And you know, like I said before, we were going to take chances. And the one thing, when you take chances and you're different, sometimes it's not going to work and people are going to say, what you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But it was the perfect timing for us to that thing worked out. And, you know, McKinney was in a good matchup against Chris Sale. So it was just the perfect timing to do it. And yeah. It worked out.
Yeah, Charlie, I need to ask about you. You know, you obviously, I'm not telling you nothing you don't already know, but you managed a lot in the minor leagues. Is there a difference that you've noticed here early about managing in the minor leagues and managing in the big leagues?
Not really.
Yeah.
it's the same thing. Of course, you manage it against better teams and better players and all that. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's your club. If your club's not swinging the bat, and you got to try to make stuff happen. And if they're swinging the bat, you let them play. So it's almost the same thing. Just like the other day, we were down 2-0 against one of the best pitchers in baseball. Now we got first and second, so we're going to make something happen. And that's when we did that hit and run that got us back in the game and so stuff like that. If we were swinging the bats well and stuff, I'd just sit back and let them play. So kind of like that. And I manage like that in the mountains. It's kind of the same way. You have a feel for what's going on and what's going to happen, what you have to do.
Now, we know that Marcus Stroman took the team out for dinner on the off day after that difficult series in Cleveland. Charlie, what did that show you? And I mean, as a manager, how important is it that you see things like that from players? You know, the maybe not the surprising thing, but the act of generosity. How important is that when you're trying to develop a culture around a group of players?
I love it. I thought it was great by Marcus. And the funny thing about it, when I first got to the place, nice restaurant, I make sure, okay, am I paying the bill?
That's awesome. That's great stuff.
And then when Marcus said, no, I'm paying it all, good, buddy. Here we go. Let's have fun.
That tells you what type of wine you can order. You never order the wine until you know who's paying.
Yeah, prices are bigger than big things, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, before we let you run, I got to ask you, you managed in Durham for 3 years while Barker played at Louisville. Do you remember Kevin Barker as a player?
Of course I did, because we always played him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They always had a good team. Yeah, he was a good hitter. He was one of the best players Louisville had.
Yeah, Charlie. Now, you know the only thing.
What was? Hang on, Barker. What was his weakness, Charlie? How would you pitch him?
No, he was a good player. Honestly, I wish I could make fun of him, but he's one of the best players.
You know, Charlie, I got to be honest. You know, the only thing that whenever I came to play you guys, obviously you guys look just like it does in Fenway. You have that short porch in left field. So me being an older guy, what did I do? I wanted to get some easy hits right. I'd inside out that ball, try and hit that ball up that wall, or if I caught it just right, I could hit it, get an easy home run. So what's Charlie's teams do? All they do is throw me hard fastballs in after in after in. So I knew every time I went in there, I was going to have my A game. Yeah,
we did have some good teams. So, and it was good games too. And yes, we beat you every time in the playoffs. So.
That's awesome.
Charlie, listen, we're going to let you run. Thanks so much for doing this. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you again. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Thank you, guys. All right. Great talking to you guys.